Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The Cowboys' defense has its work cut out, slowing down Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and the Baltimore Ravens inside AT&T Stadium. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts this Sunday at 1, post-game afterwards. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Join Matt McLaren as he visits Three Nations Oktoberfest celebration tomorrow from 2 until 4. Three Nations Oktoberfest runs from noon until 11 p.m. Live music, food, beers, Steinhoist competition, and Matty Beers in his brew native element from 2 until 4.
All right, DJ, thank you very much. We is live from Out of Bounds Bar and Grill up here in Little Elm off El Dorado Parkway. Come join us for some good food and some good drinks and some good weekend fun and yucks as we roll into the big college and pro football weekend, which we will discuss at length here in the next segment as we have many, many big games beyond the Cowboys and the Ravens to discuss. So before we get to our Friday fun, our trip to Lajitas, our annual, Bob, trip to Lajitas.
Yes, sir.
The Ticket Dallas Dogger trip, which benefits Dallas Dogger Rescue, the dog rescue that my wife and I have been supporting for all these years, is coming up. It is December 13th, 14th, and 15th.
I'm in.
And, yes, you are always in, and we have two planes. And we have one plane sold out, and we have two-thirds of the second plane sold out. There are 10 spots remaining to go on this trip down to the Big Bend area of Texas, as we've said forever, the crown jewel of the state of Texas. If you've not been down there and you don't really know what it's all about, well, the second you get there, you'll know, and you'll realize when you get to the Lajitas Resort and the golf course how special a place it is. It's absolutely amazing. It's a number one rated golf course in the state of Texas, and it's an absolute three-day blast. I don't know how else to describe it, but we have
It's the best.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's so much fun and so much funny and great golf and the weather. It's, you know, 55 in the morning, and by the time it's 10:30 in the morning, it's warmed up to 70 and doesn't get much hotter than that. It's just absolutely perfect time to go down there, and it's a great ticket hang. And we got a good group already going, but we have 10 spots left. And if you would like to go, it's, by the way, $2,400 all in, everything. That gets you flight. That gets you the 3 days there, 3 days of golf, your hotel at the resort. All of that is included in there. A chunk of it goes to Dallas Dogger Charity, and that's really it. That's all you need to know, that it's super fun.
Great cause, great times.
Yeah.
What more do you need?
So if you want to go, just let me know. Just send me an email at CorbyDavidson@gmail.com. CorbyDavidson@gmail.com. And I'll send you the link and get on it. If you got a twosome, if you have got a couple of foursomes that are ready to go, 10 spots. That's it. But we want it. We want you down there, and we want to sell the thing out. So get on it quickly, because this is only the second time I've mentioned it. And I'm not a very good carnival barker in that regard.
Me too.
I know. I'm bad at that.
Or
so
me neither.
It's the second time we mentioned it. So it'll go relatively quickly. So get on it. Send me an email, and we'll hook you up at CorbyDavidson@gmail.com. Okay. So Friday fun. Sponsored by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
So, DJ, I believe it was 3 days ago we found out the fate of one Sean P. Diddy Combs, that he was being investigated and detained by the authorities, by the feds, no less, because he was having parties that he called freak-offs, the Diddy freak-offs.
Indeed.
In which he was, and this is where he got, it's not just a party. Like, hey, Bob, you want to come over to the house and have some drinks? Okay.
Yeah.
His seemed to ramp up quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm not often invited to that sort of thing.
I haven't been invited yet, but hey, let's go. I'm willing.
More college football watching parties.
So the freak-offs were, yeah, the freak-offs. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It involved, unfortunately, sex trafficking.
Oh, from dear. Not funny.
Across United States lines, male and female. He was not discriminating at all with the sexes. And then, yeah, it just turned into a drug-fueled sex romp for days and days, and he got caught. And so that's why he's in jail right now.
And it's sending shockwaves beyond that because people associated with him in the past, people are now concerned that their activities related to him are going to take them down as well.
Yes. And so all those that were involved in the Diddy freak-off, they're sweating pretty hard right now.
Yes.
But apparently, DJ has been doing a lot of digging.
Oh.
We found some secret audio.
And oh.
Apparently, there
so
is...
So we have a flimsy premise, do we?
It's incredibly flimsy.
You
I'm glad we're in Little
there.
Elm, though, because you know who lives up here, don't you?
Yes. Norm.
Yes, Norm does. And so here is our ticket connection, flimsy premise.
Guys, settle down. We have some housekeeping items to discuss. First, I'd like to recognize George Dunham and the fantastic shindig he threw last weekend. When Jub Jub tells you he's going to stretch you out like an overinflated party balloon, you better believe him, pal. I'm not going to be able to sit right for weeks. You set the bar pretty high, my friend, but I'm confident next month's bash at the Sturmhaus will be even more sadistic.
Obviously.
Also, I owe an apology to EA. I should have clarified that I wanted you to fetch me a drink, but once the felching started, I wasn't inclined to stop that party. I'll give your podcast a few plugs, and we'll call it even, bud. By the way, we weren't able to revive poor Lando. No matter how many times we begged him to stop boofing every substance he could get his hands on, it was too late. It's my understanding that the Hardline has several younger, handsomer tickermen waiting in the wings and can slide right in, and no one will even notice Logan Landrum is gone. I had Baldy dispose of the body and snag all the remaining drugs off him, so it wasn't a total loss. But gentlemen, I have some very bad news. The Diddy freak-offs are now public knowledge and all over the news. We are all complicit and guilty of some pretty heinous shit, and it's time we came up with a plan to get ahead of this. First, I say we blame it all on Monty. People are generally more sympathetic to the crippled. Second, we have
whoa,
to...
Whoa, Norm. The Diddy freak-offs are not public knowledge. The Diddy freak-offs are public knowledge. Big difference. We're good, man. Let's go.
Well, f*** me. Let's get back to banging. Donnie, George, get your buns over here.
Yeah.
Drop your pants and let me f*** your big f*** hard.
To slam deliciously.
Oh. Get over here, home skillet. Donnie do. I choose you.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Sportsturm, spread that sports.
Okay.
What?
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
Well, see you later.
What a bitch.
Where are you getting your energy? It's a simple question.
Beans?
Well, f*** me.
Mmm.
We're docking.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was fantastic. Appreciate you, lads. See everyone at Casa de Sturm next month.
And
see.
Well, there is the...
So.
There is the Diddy freak-off. Diddy. Not Diddy. Norm.
Wow, how'd you get Norm to read all that?
He's gifted. He'll do anything now that he's retired, so we appreciate Norm participating as well. All right, there you go. There's your Friday fun.
That is Friday fun, because it is Friday.
As Ham and DJ, I think, had more fun putting that together than
distance.
Anything.
Distance.
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 Oh, everyone's distancing. Who would have thought?